is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 3rd of February, 2017. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "There ain't no answer. There ain't going to be any answer. There never has been an answer. That's the answer." Gertrude Stein, born Allegheny, Pennsylvania, 1874, raised in Oakland, moved to Paris when she was 29, lived there for the rest of her life. It was in Paris she met and fell in love with Alice B. Toklas. They lived together. Toklas kept the house. Stein wrote. She wrote many books, including Tender Buttons and The Making of Americans. Her writing was rather abstract for most readers, except for the book The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, which is actually Gertrude Stein's own autobiography told from the point of view of Toklas. It was the only one of her books to sell well among the general public. It's the birthday of Norman Rockwell, the painter, born New York City, 1894, grew up in shabby apartments, went off to art school, the Parsons School of Design, did early work for Boy's Life magazine and the Boy Scouts of America, best known for his many, many paintings of ordinary small-town American life. Norman Rockwell, who said, "The story is the first thing and the last thing," painted over 4,000 original works in his lifetime. It's the birthday of Richard Yates, born Yonkers, New York, 1926, best known for his first novel, Revolutionary Road, came out in 1962, about the marriage of Frank and April Wheeler. She's an actress and he is a writer. The book came out the same year as Joseph Heller's Catch-22 and J.D. Salinger's Franny and Zoe. Richard Yates's work got very good reviews, never sold more than 12,000 copies of any one book. It's the birthday of the author Paul Auster, born 1947, Newark, New Jersey. His first book was a memoir, The Invention of Solitude, best known for his very popular New York trilogy series. And it's the birthday of Elizabeth Blackwell, born in Bristol, England, 1821. Came to this country. She wanted to become a doctor, but she got turned down by all the medical schools. Finally, Hobart College in upstate New York accepted her because the male students voted unanimously to accept her into school. They didn't think she should be allowed to attend lectures on the reproductive system, but she did graduate. She became a doctor. She was the first woman to graduate from medical school in America. Here's a poem for today by Julie Kane, Used Book. What luck, an open bookstore up ahead as rain lashed awnings over Royal Street, and then to find the books were secondhand with one whole wall assigned to poetry, and then, as if that wasn't luck enough, to find between Jurel and Weldon Keyes the blue-on-cream familiar backbone of my chapbook, out of print since 63, its cover very slightly coffee-stained, but aging all in all, no worse than flesh, through all those cycles of the seasons since its publication by a London press. Then, out of luck, I read the name inside, the man I thought would love me till I died. Used Book, poem by Julie Kane from Jazz Funeral, published by Storyline Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.